Caitlin Shadbolt is with us, the legend that is. Thank you for coming in, Caitlin. It's a big ask, and it's very early on a Monday morning for musos to
I know, right? I'm not usually awake at this hour, guys.
That's probably because you only normally get home about 4 or 5 hours ago, yeah. I'd imagine. That's what happens.
I apologise. Jade should have catered donuts and stuff.
Oh, should I? I beg your pardon. Sorry, yeah. That must fall onto me as a woman that I should have provided food for our guests. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Caitlin.
Get off this women's stuff.
You're outnumbered, mate.
Yeah.
Look out.
You're a good co-host, and that's what you do for our guests. Anyway.
Good on you. So, Caitlin, do you come from a musical family? Like, are you...
No, I don't. No, we joke that we haven't met the milkman yet, but other than that, no. Not sure really where the music talent comes
from. So how did you know you could sing? At what point in your life did you say, geez, I'm probably all right at this?
Oh, it was probably, you know, late sort of primary school, year six, something like that.
Wow,
I picked
that
up a guitar, but that's after, you know, playing all the sport you could possibly think of and just being like so unbelievably bad at all.
Oh, you're not sporty?
No, not at all. Right. Like even now, you know, one of the boys will throw me the keys to a car or something and I just don't bother trying to catch it because I can't. Picked up a guitar, was kind of really, you know, quick at learning that and started singing and yeah. Rest is history.
So people around here, people who are new to Gympie and like Jade, that Caitlin is probably our biggest shining light because, you know, everywhere you go, you promote our fair city, you promote our area and, I mean, you're proud of where you come from. This is what I love about you is that you never forget the people who supported you. I mean, the fact that you've, yeah. you know, learnt locally, you've done well, your mum and dad are stalwarts of the community, they do so much, and yet you fly Gympie's flag wherever you go, and man, we're going to thank you for that.
Oh, you know? No, thank you. It's great. It's a great little town. I get asked often when I'm moving to Nashville or Sydney or anything like that, and I just go, no, man, I'm staying in Gympie. It's great.
Yeah, you're our number one export by the sound of things.
Yeah.
Why not Nashville? Because, I mean, that'd be a good opportunity, hey?
Yeah, it would be, and I've definitely spent time there, and I'd love to spend more time in Nashville, but I just... I'm too bogan. I honestly, like, I go to Nashville and I just go, people genuinely don't understand what I'm saying because my Aussie accent apparently is so thick and I just say, oh, well, it's Gympie in me, so
yeah.
Better just stay in Gympie.
You can take the girl out of Gympie, you can't take Gympie out of the
yeah,
girl.
That's
and so
right.
What's that experience like going to somewhere like Nashville where huge superstars just, you know, walk down the street and get a coffee? Is it overwhelming coming from a small town or is it... Everything your dreams are made of, or what does that look like for you?
Oh, it's just amazing, really. It's just a great vibe. And like you say, literally everywhere you go, there's some kind of creative. It's just there. Literally the whole town is just this beautiful creative community. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun just to hang out there, whether you're doing gigs or writing or just hanging out. It's great.
And that's what I love about Nashville is that if you want to go and write good songs, there are people on tap. You can walk down the street. You pretty much walk into anywhere and say, hey, you got a cool vibe. Do you want us to collaborate or something? And they'll go, man, just get a guitar together and, you know, we'll write a few lyrics,
yeah,
you know?
The chances are, you know, you go out for a meal and the waiter is probably a songwriter as well. So, yeah.
The whole town's like that.
Yeah.
And so you've just done a collaboration yourself, a brand new song that you've got out. How did you come? Who's the person that you collaborated with?
One of my best friends, Melanie Dyer. She's another female Aussie country music artist. And, yeah, we've known each other for a while now and done some tours together and written quite a few songs and then this
and one played up together?
Yeah, plenty of stories. So this song that we wrote, we're like, nah, we've got to record this one together.
I'm gonna share this on the Zinc page if that's okay. It's from Caitlin's own page. I mean, explain what you put it out on your TikTok as well. You two in a shopping trolley and you're getting busted. What's going on here?
Well, I mean, one of the lyrics in the song is, you know, riding in a shopping trolley, you know, pretending that you're flying as fast as a Ferrari. It's, you know, we've all done that after a few wines, I'm sure. And so we decided this will be fun just to get in a shopping trolley. We found one and just, you know, filmed ourselves singing it as a bit of promo. And literally we could not have timed it better. The shopping trolley police literally just came over.
Oh, so it wasn't a setup.
He
got in trouble.
Yeah, he was fully like, get out of that trolley. It's my job. I must return this immediately. And we were like, holy, all right.
Didn't you go, don't you know who I am?
Oh, hell no. No, I can't pull that line.
Oh, that's me. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, yeah. But no, yeah, we couldn't have really timed that any better. It was just hilarious, really, and we caught it all on camera.
See? It's fantastic.
Mm. You've got to love a man that takes his job seriously.
He did, and you've got to respect that.
Good
now,
on him.
Yeah. Now, of course, August, Muster is back. It's been away for a couple of years, and you are one of our headline acts, which is so awesome. I mean, you've done it before. Explain to people who are new to our area just how big Muster is and why you should get tickets now.
Oh, it's amazing. The Gympie Music Muster is It truly is like an experience that you just, you have to go to understand it. Yeah. Sure, if you've been to music festivals before, that's all good and well, but to go to the Gympie Master is something else. And I think the thing that I like the most about it is that everyone is just friends, you know. All the strangers just get along so well, and it's just such a feel-good, either dusty or muddy.
Yeah, one of the two.
Festival, yeah.
Probably and there's just, muddy this year.
Just continuous music, and the camping's great, and yeah, it's full of great artists, and yeah, definitely should go, and I'll see you there.
Jade and I have this little bet going that a pint of Keta Coke, that's our standard bet. I'm betting Muster's there's going to be a lot of rain and mud this year. What are you saying? What are you feeling?
Yeah, it has to be rain and mud. I can't go against you on that one. It's going to be just an absolute quagmire,
there might be
isn't
a bet
it?
There.
Absolutely. But I mean, on the upside, we'll get that big mudslide on the main
stage.
Yeah,
it's true. You've got to make the most of it,
yeah,
right?
That's
have a good time.
That's fun.
So, absolute superstars heading to Muster, of which you're one. Who do you look up to when you go to music festivals like that? Who do you like to go and watch?
Honestly, when I go to festivals like this, it's such a great chance for me to catch up with artists and friends and stuff that I haven't seen. And sometimes we literally only catch up at festivals. So,
yeah, I mean,
there's so many artists that... And also, it's great to walk around too and go and check out something you've not heard of before, and chances are you fall in love with them.
And now you hang out with the cool kids because, you're part of the circle, so it's probably a little bit different for you. But, you know, Bilks and I'll be there fangirling and fanboying at all the superstars. So
yeah. I just play it cool. I can't be going.
can you imagine him playing it cool? Yeah, he won't be shocked at all.
Oi, we've got to play this brand new song that... that you've got with Melanie Dye called Dumb Decisions. It's starting to get traction everywhere. I mean, the impetus for the song it was just hinting at before is about, you know, being young and free and making dumb decisions. I mean, is that you and Mel are just looking at each other and going, you know what, we've done some stupid stuff, can we make it a song? Is that how it sort of worked? Or?
Yeah, so I actually had the concept because a few weeks prior to that I was in a green room with some musos and they were literally just talking about all the, you know, ridiculous stuff they've done, and I just kind of sat there and I was like, yeah, but it all makes for a good story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In the end. And then, so I just had that line, all the best stories come from dumb decisions. And then, of course, when Mel came up, I was like, you are the person I need to write this song with. And I was like, you could totally relate. What have we done? You know, what's relatable in this country industry and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, and then we finished writing it. We were like, all right, this has got to be something we record together because it's just too fun and too
Did
relatable.
You know that you had a hit on your hands when you wrote it? Did you go, yep, that's it, I feel it?
Yeah, we kind of did for that one. Yeah. It was really good. And it was just so much fun to write. Like, I haven't had that much fun before. So
well, as soon as Bilko played it to me, I was like, that's going to get stuck in my head.
Yeah.
And it does. Every time I hear it, I'm like, there I go for the day, right? It's one of those things with a hook that just keeps playing in your head.
The master songwriter right here.
Yeah,
and, you know,
well done.
And if we could afford to have a producer who could come up with stories, we'd employ Caitlin because you could give us so many stories we could do on the radio show every day.
Yeah.
So you get sick of songwriting, come and work with us.
Yeah, true.
We only pay in a pie and cake, so.
Yeah, that's okay. That's better than
when starting out in a music career, it's probably way better than
that. That's right.
Probably a bit more expensive now that you're very established, so.
All right. Gympie's very own Caitlin Shadbolt. We're playing for the very first time here at Zinc. Would you like to do the honours, Caitlin?
Yeah, sure. This is my brand new single with my best friend Melanie Dyer, Dumb Decisions.
You ready?